My daughter, too, has only one. One hardly sees a three-headed troll anymore. One hardly sees a two-header anymore. And even those heads are so-so ones. It is my daughter, then, that you demand of me.
Your daughter. And the realm to her dowry, yes.
You shall have the half while I am still alive. And the other half when I come to die.
I'm content with that.
Aye, but stop, my lad. You also have some undertakings to give. Break even one, the pact's at an end, and you will not get out of here living. First of all, you must swear that you will never take heed to any area outside the Rhonda Hills' bounds. Swear off day and deeds and each sunlit spot.
Only call me king, and that's easy to keep.
And next, now to test your wits. What is the difference twixt trolls and men?
No difference at all, as it seems to me. The big ones would roast you and the little ones would claw you. Like us, if only we dared.
True enough, in that and in more we're alike. Yet, morning is morning, and even is even, and there is a difference all the same. Now, let me tell you wherein it lies. Out yonder, under the shining vault, among men the saying goes, man be thyself. But here, home, midst the tribe of the trolls, the saying goes, troll to thyself, be enough! My son, that enough, that most potent and sundering word must be graven upon your escutcheon. It must, if you would here be master.
Oh well, let it pass. After all, it's
no one. We troll folk, my son, are not as black as we are painted. That is another distinction between us. But the serious part of the meeting is over. Now let us gladden our ears and our eyes. Music made forth, set the Dovahar sounding. Dancing made forth, tread the Dovahar's floor.